You ready? We ready? I'm ready. Come on.
It's G to the L to the O. Glow.
On X-Men Real Gospel.
It's G to the L to the O. Glow. You're listening to the Real Gospel with the X-Men. Turn it up loud. You about to get a blessing. We got them tunes that'll make you dance like David. Yeah. Rocking in your car, in your house, in the workplace. X-Men bringing you the real, not the fake. Strike a chord in your soul as these sounds resonate. Incline your ears cause you don't want to miss the X-Men Real Gospel. Bringing you the real.
Welcome back, family, to Real Gospel. My name is the X-Man, your radio minister of music. This is Jonathan McReynolds. Gotta have you on Real Gospel.
I gotta have you, I gotta have you, I gotta have you, I gotta have you, oh Lord. I gotta have you. I gotta have you, I gotta have you, I gotta have you, I gotta have you, oh Lord. As I can be, your love is a guarantee. In a world of changes, you and I together stay on my mind. You are the truth and the life. There's no other way. I gotta have you, I gotta have you, I gotta have you, I gotta have you.
Is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. And I'm joined in the studios by a Chicago native.
Yes, sir.
Jonathan McReynolds.
How you doing,
welcome,
man?
I'm doing fine. Welcome
Thank
to
you.
Real Gospel.
Chi-Town
is in the house.
Yes, sir. Southside?
Oh, Southside.
Yes, sir.
You know, this has nothing to do with gospel, but let me say this. One of my best friends in the whole wide world, who's passed away now, we call him P. Mooney, Rodney Williams. He was from the south side of Chicago. When I was in the Army, that brother taught me how to gamble, how to do a whole lot of other stuff. And
that ain't got nothing to do with Chicago.
It does.
We can't even gamble in Chicago.
Really?
They don't have. But they just opened some casinos like out. But for the most part, most of my life, it wasn't even legal.
Well, I don't mean casino gambling.
Are you talking about shooting dice?
I'm talking about we didn't shoot dice. He taught me how to play spades, and he taught me how to play tonk.
I don't know what that is.
Well, a tonk is a very addictive game if you're playing for money. $2 a hand, $3 a hand. Somebody out there knows what I'm talking about. You weren't saved your whole life.
I think you got some people judging you.
All right, but good brother, smart brother. He passed away about 2 years ago. He had just retired. Yeah, thank you. From the military, did 20 years. And a year after he retired, he passed away of a heart attack. So, but let this be a lesson to get your checkups that could have been prevented.
Yeah.
And so, but God bless you, P. Mooney. Chicago is in the house. Speaking of Chicago as well, we're on the campus of Fisk University. That's where we broadcast from the studios of Jazzy 88 WFSK. There are more students here at this university from Chicago than any other place probably in the world. Chicago has a very, very proactive and productive alumni association. I just wanted you to know that.
Hey, we in here.
Yeah, for real.
No,
y'all are really in
like
here. Yeah, I mean, you ask somebody where they're from. I'm from Chicago. And they'll let you know in a heartbeat.
Most Chicagoans that have been to Nashville love Nashville. I don't know why. You know, we just work together.
So tell us a little bit about you and where you we know where you're from, but how did Jonathan McReynolds find Christ?
Well, you know what? I've actually grew up in church, man. I grew up, I'm the consummate church boy.
Gotcha.
Played the organ since I was eight, you know, leading service or whatever I had to do. Yeah. My mother's a missionary, Church of God in Christ missionary. Yeah. So I always grew up in church.
Yeah.
I think finding Christ as a concept was not hard.
Gotcha.
He was always there.
Gotcha.
But I think in college, when I really had to figure out what that dedication, what the religion meant, as a true application in real life, I think that happened in college. For me trying to etch out, okay, so the Jesus of the church, Jesus of Sunday, how does that look Monday through Saturday? And so now I've dedicated my entire musical career, my lyrics, my everything to somehow making the ceremonial Jesus meet the regular real life everyday Jesus.
Where did you go to college?
I went to school at Columbia College, graduated in 2011, and I just finished my master's at Moody Bible Institute, also in Chicago, just down this past May.
Okay. I meant to say this to you as you were coming up the steps. The anointing is just, it flows out of you, sir.
It
is heavy on you.
Thank you, brother.
It really is. I almost couldn't look at the brother. You ever been around somebody?
I thought you were saying I was ugly.
No. But for those who, I'm a member of the Church of God in Christ. My pastor is Bishop Jerry L. Maynard here in Nashville, Cathedral of Praise.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but have y'all ever, I'm talking to Tamar, you're about to get married.
Almost ran.
Okay. When is the wedding date, by the way?
July
18th. Okay. Woo! And Kathy Carroll, thank you so much. She didn't realize. I gotta show you.
She wasn't ready.
She wasn't, but they're sitting in here. I had to say something. I can't just ignore y'all, pretend y'all not sitting in here. But I just want to say something to you. Thank y'all for bringing him by. But the reason why I pulled y'all in was because, have you ever been around somebody whose anointing is so strong that it either rubs off on you, or you find it's almost like the glory of the Lord is on them, so you have trouble sort of looking at them? They look at her.
She's been around me too much. She's used to it. That's all it is.
So y'all didn't see that.
She's used to it.
You want the anointing to rub off on you, huh? Yeah, but I can tell that you are a person of deep faith and that you do a lot of praying.
Praise
and
God.
So that's what the Holy Spirit is saying. And so that's so don't stop praying, because that anointing is taking you to places that God is just saying that He just wants to kick down doors and just do tremendous things to
you. Thank you.
Yeah.
God bless.
God bless you. So let's talk about the song "Gotta Have You." I love the song. It talks about the relationship of I'm just surmising that when you're speaking of "Gotta Have You," gotta have more of you, gotta have more of your favor. Of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the song.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great point, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes we do seek after some of the things that He can give.
Yeah.
You know, the favor, the blessings, mm-hmm. the glory, the blah, 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 blah. But honestly, man, I just want God. He says, seek ye first the kingdom and all His righteousness, and everything else will be added
unto you.
So this song is just about, man, I love you, God.
Gotcha.
Just you, being you, doing the things that you do and doing the things that you've done.
Mm-hmm.
I just thank you, and I gotta have you, man. I wrote this song with PJ Morton. It got produced by the legendary Warren Campbell. So I'm really excited about it. It's a great summer song.
Yeah.
I hope it just puts a smile on somebody's face.
Those are some powerhouses in gospel music, especially if you watch, like I watch the show Mary Mary. You see Warren Campbell. I call him super producer because his music, his beats, his things, they're just taking off, takes things to another level. And Brother Morton is just, he's been around for a while, just doing tremendous things.
Yeah, he's incredible too.
How did you get involved in music as far as wanting to record? Talk to us about that story.
Well, you know what, all actually happened right here in college.
Okay.
My first couple years, I got a little Pro Tools set up. In high school, I learned how to use
yep.
it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, when I got to college, I had a dorm.
Uh-huh.
And so I... Don't do this, college people. I maxed out my first little $800 limit credit card, and I bought some speakers and a laptop and a Pro Tools setup. And I just started, recording music, never really expecting anybody to hear it.
Wow.
Unbeknownst to me, the music that I would create then would be what has gotten me here now.
Wow.
And, God has had his way, So by the time I graduated, I was already kind of traveling a bit. And a few months after, I got signed by Tahila Music Group, E1. Mm-hmm. So,
wow.
Incredible.
That's awesome. So the CD project, talk to us about what we can expect from the project and who are some of the persons that are on it. Is it just all you solo?
I mean,
what's
if it's all
on?
Me, is anybody gonna be disappointed?
Of course not.
Okay, good.
Of course
okay,
not. Yeah.
Good, but it's not. Mm-hmm. I write just about every song on there.
Okay.
I'm really excited about it. Lyrics and message is my number one priority.
Yeah.
So I know that if you really listen to lyrics, the closer you listen to the lyrics in this album, the more you're gonna enjoy it. But I have some incredible people. I have Derek Minor, incredible rapper. I have Israel Houghton, legendary worship leader and artist. I have India Ari, the legend of herself, Grammy Award winning.
Yeah.
And then some incredible people that you maybe never heard of.
Yeah.
But I think it's gonna be an incredible record.
Okay. So India Ari.
Yeah.
Best known for Brown Skin. Come on, let's be real.
Is that the song?
I was in secular music before I was in gospel.
Okay.
So somebody out there knows what I'm talking about. But
yes,
but how did you end up with her?
Well, you know what? I had a great opportunity on BET Celebration of Gospel to sing a duet with her. We sang together one of my songs and one of her songs.
Yeah.
And it was really incredible, man. And after that, we just forged a friendship, stayed connected.
Yeah.
I think that she sees a lot of herself in me, particularly how I'm positioned in the gospel. That's how she felt. Kind of what in R&B, kind of alone, but a good alone.
Yeah.
And so, we just became fast friends and we're still working.
God bless. Or as it's not about my hair. One of them is not about my
hair.
I am not my hair.
So,
but those.
She got a lot of them.
Yeah, she do. Mm-hmm. And shout out to Shannon Sanders, who wrote a lot of her music, and he resides here in the Music City, I think, in the Murfreesboro area, but that's another writing brother.
Yeah, that's
Have you
brother.
Heard of him?
Oh, that's
Shannon
my brother.
Oh, really? Okay.
He produced the song.
Oh, really?
We all wrote it together.
Wow.
That's my brother.
He's
a preacher. He don't know it. So I hope he's hearing this.
Yeah, small world. Small world. So, what advice can you give, I guess, persons who are struggling with maybe they have that Adobe Audition or that Pro Tools and they're writing, they're trying to record, and they're hoping to sort of, be discovered. What advice can you give people like that?
Well, I mean, maximize what you can do.
Yeah.
Honestly, before I started, before I had any help, I made my album cover.
Mm-hmm.
I produced the songs.
Yeah.
I did what I had to do. I built a little vocal booth in my dorm room.
Yeah.
And, so when it came to me presenting the music to other musicians or presenting it even to a label type person, I had more to present.
Yes.
So I'll maximize what you can do. I'm not the best anything. I'm not the best producer or musician or engineer or anything. But, I try to do as much as I can to present the most complete package to get to give people who I was before they told me who I was.
Yeah.
And so I just encourage you, go to YouTube. They got tutorials for everything.
Yeah,
you don't have to know about anything.
That's right.
I just learned how to tie a bow tie the other day. So, there's everything you can do on YouTube. Just, work your hardest.
Yeah, amen. So, how does one stay connected to the Lord when they leave home? Because you obviously, there was something, we know that you had the Jesus in you when you left home, but being able to stay true to your faith in an environment where there's so many faiths and faithless people around you, how does that?
Well, you know what? That's where all my music that is certain, that was on the first album, Life Music, that's what it's all coming from.
Yeah.
It was the consummate church boy getting to college and realizing really that Christianity is not the norm.
Yeah.
To live a life that is truly based on faith and and you know, living holy or anything like that, that's not normal. That is actually the narrow road. That is what people don't like doing. They think it's foolish. And I went to a very eclectic atheist, crazy, you know, they had a bunch of stuff going on. It was an art school, which is
I know,
And so all the songs I've written, No Gray and No Longer, everything that's on that first album comes from me trying to figure out how to be a Christian in a non-Christian world. Me trying to sometimes discipline myself and smack myself upside the head for doing things I knew I shouldn't have done. So, you know, I think what changed for me over the time is really my circle. You know, I think everybody walks into college freshman year and we have like 100 friends. And it all whittles down to about five by the time you graduate. Make sure it's the right five. Your circle is very, very important. The Christian experience was never meant to be one done in isolation. It was always meant for community.
Amen.
You know, when Paul was writing letters, he was writing to communities of believers to help each other out, encourage each other, check each other, kick each other out if they got crazy. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what, you know, Christianity is supposed to be even now. And so I encourage all the Fiskins and everybody else that's listening, please go get you some like-minded friends. It's going to change your entire experience.
Let me ask you this. And I believe I just discovered this to be true. Although a friend of mine who's a bishop in Atlanta, on his walk of faith, he was seeking advice from another bishop. I'll say a Bishop Walker from the Mount Zion Church here in Nashville was giving. You know Bishop Walker? He was giving advice to another friend of mine, by a guy by the name of Bishop Mike Favors, who now pastors in Atlanta. And so Bishop Favors and I, we were conversating. He said, X, you know, Bishop Walker told me something I want to share with you. He said, if all your friends are church friends, or if all your friends are pastors, you're in trouble. And so what I discovered is that sometimes that being around just the ordinary common folk can help not only keep you grounded, but also show you how God can use you to be impactful to people who are not on your level, because you're always surrounded by church folks. So you can lose sort of, you can become disconnected in a way. What do you think of that?
I mean, I think that's important. I think my music wouldn't sound the way it does if it weren't for me having a very eclectic group of friends. I just think that, you know, we always, one of the church's favorite scriptures, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So we got to make sure that we are being the influencers and not always being the influenced. You know, and we always have to make sure that we're affecting our circle more than maybe they're affecting us. If you know that the things that they maybe are about aren't what you're about. I mean, the bedrock of what we do is Christianity. Everything else comes after that. You know, before anything, I'm a Christian man, you know. And so, you know, I've always had a great balance of friends. You know, my wedding is going to be so weird. I don't know how the whole bachelor party thing is going to be, because there are going to be some people trying to pull it this way and other people trying to have a prayer meeting. But, you know, that's very important for you to always understand where people are at. We are ambassadors. So as an ambassador of Christ, we have to have one foot pretty much in the Christian world and another one trying to, you know, draw people out of the world, you know. So I think that's very important. But I just say, particularly in college, you know, you're going to, it's going to be easy to have, you know, the secular experiences. I think, you know, everybody's going to be going to the parties. But I think sometimes you have to make it your mission to find some people that are like-minded that can check you. As you go out and do your thing, you need that praying few to be like, Jonathan, what are you doing?
That's so true.
So I think just in particularly in these 4 years, man, they're really important to make sure, not that you're, you know, necessarily exclusive to a certain type of people. Make sure you're surrounded by plenty of people that know who you're trying to be and know your goal and who you're trying to be in God. And, you know, that's what helped me as I got older in college.
Amen. Amen. Listen, it has been a pleasure and an honor having you in the studios here. Won't you, I like this terminology from the Five Harpers, won't you riff something real quick?
Riff something.
I know. Riff. Do people still use riff anymore? No.
Riff, I'm not sure what it means.
Riff means, you know,
you
hum
riff.
Something.
You riff.
I can't
and then
sing. It just means sing. One, just a quick snap. You didn't see the Five Heartbeats, you know, when they got pulled over? Eddie Kane, when he said, you try to sound like me. You even try to riff like me. You didn't see that move. Come on, man.
I did. That's funny. I just wanted to see you do it, huh?
I can't sing. That's why I do this.
Oh, man.
Just, yeah, a little all something right. for the people.
Lord, I'm split in two. Part of me loves the world and the other loves you. So what do I do? I want to be saved, but I got to stay cool, too. And no, I'm not a fool. I know eventually I'm going to have to choose. And really, I don't want to lose my ticket into heaven and a chance to be used by you. So if it's God that I'm after, I just can't serve two masters. And before something happens, I gotta turn it all around, because I know I can't just have my cake and eat it too.
See, that's why you gotta go out and get this brother's music. He is the real deal in an age of Adobe Audition and what's the other program?
Pro Tools.
Oh, Pro Tools. He's the real deal. Jonathan McReynolds, how can the people find out more about you and your music?
Well, you can go to JonathanMcReynolds.com. Mm-hmm. We also have an app, Jonathan McReynolds app on iTunes and Google Play. But that album, Life Music, and also the two new singles, Gotta Have You and Pressure, are on iTunes right now, Amazon and Google Play as well. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook like everybody else, so go check me out.
All right, amen. The one and only Jonathan McReynolds, thank you for stopping by Real Gospel.
Thank you so much, X. I appreciate you, bro.